I'm David Gorn. Here in California, the unemployment numbers haven't been this bad since 1940. Right now, they're hovering above 12%. But in the halls of this San Francisco hospital, there is a little bit of hope. It seems that here and at other medical centers, there are quite a few jobs where they're actually having trouble filling them.
There's been several positions that stay open for 5, 6, 8 months before they're filled, even now.
Cheryl Harden says she knows it sounds odd. She's a job recruiter at UCSF Medical Center, and she says despite double-digit unemployment throughout the state, there are a slew of medical jobs that remain posted for months. And a few of them, she says, are just perpetually open.
Physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech-language pathologists, nuclear medicine techs can stay open for a very long time.
Up on the 15th floor of the neonatal intensive care unit at UCSF, Becky Hancock has one of those jobs. She's a respiratory therapist.
We're the paramedics of the hospital. There's a lot of people that have never heard of a respiratory therapist.
And that's just fine with her, Hancock says. Everyone has heard of the shortage of doctors and nurses, but the real demand right now, she says, is for the ancillary jobs in healthcare.
I feel fortunate. I mean, I do feel blessed in the fact that, you know, I have a job that it's probably not going to go away anytime soon.
Across the country, labor experts say there is a thin layer of high-tech and higher-tech jobs, particularly in green technology and in medicine, that actually has grown in the past few years.
About the only industry that is holding up at this point is health services.
Sylvia Allegretto is a labor economist at UC Berkeley.
The jobs that do require high degrees of education, experience, or skill sometimes are still hard to fill, just by dint of the fact that there are not many folks who could fill those jobs.
The buzzword in labor policy these days is retraining, especially for the millions of laid-off construction and manufacturing workers. The problem is, though, says Allegretto, it's hard to extend advanced training to that many people.
Remember what we're talking about. We're talking about an economy that since December of 2007 has lost well over 7 million jobs. And officially, we have over 15 million folks who are unemployed.
As she puts it,
I'm a labor economist. I'm not a miracle worker. Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't look good.
Except in just a few niche jobs, where demand still outpaces supply. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn.